Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Here's DJ. Finds Aaron up top. Gives it right back to Augustine. Kawhi, the claw, right up on him. Defensive player of the year twice. Arms extended. Augustine, five to shoot. He's got to find something. He will. Three ball straight away. It's up. It's in. How about the little Longhorn? Triple try. Yes, sir. Magic lead 104-101. 3 seconds left in the game. Timeout, Toronto.
Now here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
I will tell you what, you can change the all-star, you can change the coach, but ultimately, when you're a franchise that has been riddled with Game 1 miscues, ultimately your demons do find you. And how about that game for the Orlando Magic? That was a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I will tell you what, we were sitting in the studio watching that game unfold on Saturday night, and it was kind of like the epitome of everything this Orlando Magic team went through. They trailed by five at the end of the first frame, roared to a 16-point lead at some point in the second quarter, it dwindled down to eight, and then you lost the lead heading into the third quarter. But a resolute bunch, a determined bunch, a team that played with a chip on its shoulder all night long, fought back and claimed a 104-101 victory over the Toronto Raptors, and your Orlando Magic now lead game one of their first round series with the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors. And we want to hear from you. Look, phone line is open, 407-916-8255. That is 407-916-8255. Text line's also open, 508-57. That is 508-57. Dante and I want to hear, one, how you watched the game, what your reaction was after DJ Augustine hit that big shot. And then I have a follow-up question. Does the Magic winning Game 1 of their series with Toronto legitimize what they did over the course of their last 31 basketball games? So, phone lines are open. We want to hear from you guys, and we want to hear how excited you guys are about the Magic leading this series 1-0. And with that said, I want to go to our neighbors to the north up in Toronto, where one Dante Marcatelli waits. And Dante, I know you had to try and compose yourself during Fox Sports Florida's telecast of that basketball game, but just kind of take me through your emotions of that basketball game, because I know what I was like when I was sitting here in this studio. I was pounding my fists on this desk. I was jumping up. I was cheering. That was one of the most fun basketball games I've watched in a long, long time.
Oh, it really was. There was so much that went into that and so few expectations, certainly on a national level and certainly anyone in this city. Nobody gave them a fighting chance at all. In this series, they say, well, maybe there's a way it can go five, I think was everybody's thought going into that. And then you're sitting there, you see them up by 16, then they're down by six in that tough third quarter that hit them pretty hard. And then to see them rally and come all the way back. So if you watch that DJ, Augustine three, obviously it was a huge one. You can look all the way to the left behind the basket to answer your question. That's where you'll see me jump in the air and give a giant fist pump when DJ made that three. So did I compose myself for that shot? No, not whatsoever. But I was able to settle down and calm myself down to be able to talk to Nick Vucevic after the game and get his thoughts on that victory. But really, it's just the culmination of everything. The rough 7 years and then, you know, the highs and lows of that game and the emotion that goes into the first playoff game in a while. And to see them weather that storm like they have, Aaron, we've seen it. The 13 games leading up to that, they've weathered all of those storms, and to be able to pull it out, it was something special. And then the coolest thing to me, and I know it was for you too, was just to see all the videos from Wall Street Plaza,
absolutely.
People at their house, guy that took his shirt off and ran around his complex. I thought that was fantastic. Just the pure elation back in Orlando was fantastic.
I was going to say, Dante, that was one of my favorite things, was just watching the reaction videos from everybody around this city. Because, I've been here 5 years, and you guys speak of what those playoff runs were like when this team was going to the finals and when they were led by Dwight, and people say what it was like during those early years with Shaq and Penny. But for me, to witness a city care as much about a team that, one, got into the playoffs in the last two games of the season, but fight and claw the way that they did in that basketball game, it was great to see just how much everybody is invested in this team and how much they really care.
Well, that's it. And we know that passion's there. We know that what this basketball team means to Central Florida. We know those fans. We've seen them. And the way they've shown out, really, through the struggles of the last 6 years has really been inspiring and motivational. It really has. And we love the fans. And I'm telling you, they're as passionate as any fan base. And they've shown that during this home stretch where they've won 9 straight at home and they've won 12 of 13 to finish out the season. And if anybody has any questions about what our fan base is like, then I want you to come to the building or watch on TV on Friday. That's going to answer any question you may have. I know how loud that place is going to be because I've seen it, I've lived it, I've felt it. But it's going to be awesome to see. And we did a podcast with Evan Fournier here today, and he mentioned how he and Vooch have talked for so many years about how great would it be if we can just stay together, him, Aaron, and Vooch, we can stay together and get this team back to the postseason. What would this city be like hosting a playoff game? Well, let me tell you something. That city is going to be, we're going to be hosting a playoff game, at least having won one here in Toronto, potentially coming back 2-0, but at least having won one. And he's going to get to see it. And I'm telling you, those guys are going to feed off of that. It means so much to the most tenured players on this team, but that building's going to be alive, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
407-916-8255 is the call-in number. That's 407-916-8255. How did you celebrate the Magic's Game 1 win? We want to hear from you guys, and also what your thoughts were following that basketball game and what you think of how this series unfolds now if you're this Magic team. And I will tell you what, Dante, you know, perhaps the most impressive thing to me about that basketball game was how closely knit and how tight of a huddle this team had that entire basketball game. You know, you mentioned it. They went on that big run in the second quarter where they got up 16. It dwindled to 8 heading into halftime, and then the 18-point third quarter happened. But the way that this team kept composed and the way that they relied on each other, I thought embodied everything that their coach has spoke about all season long.
Yeah, well, right? You go back to training camp, but what was the first thing Steve Clifford said? You know, every team I've been on, every good team has had a spirit about them, has had a way about them, has had a togetherness, and that's what this group has. And I think it took a little bit early on, you know, just because they had a lot they had to overcome, and there were a lot of obstacles and mentally, physically, and things that they had kind of been through the previous years. And I think we've seen that. We've seen nothing but big plays here down the stretch. So and I've seen the entire group tied together. I've seen the bench tied together. You know, I don't know how many people commented on Mozgov, how happy he was after that shot. It's a guy that hasn't played 1 minute for the Orlando Magic. But, it starts with guys that have gone to every practice. It's the trainers. It's this entire group of people, the assistant coaches, everyone that's so tied together and so happy, having seen all the hard work that's been put in. And I tell you what, he's exactly right. It's the good teams. You've seen them, the championship teams, the teams that have success. Regular season and playoffs, they have a spirit about them. They're tied together. They're all rooting for each other. You know, here's Jaren Grant. It'd be very easy for Jaren Grant to be frustrated, you know, with how he played to end the season. He's one of the first ones off the bench. Jarrell Martin is good enough to play minutes in a rotation. He's just the 10th man on a 9-man rotation. He's the first guy off the bench at times. I love that. He's preached that you have to have a spirit about you, and we've certainly seen that.
You know, Dante, one of the most impressive things to me, you know, let's go back to that last play where DJ Augustine hits that three that puts him up 104-101. To me, that was a big-time shot by a guy who's had a chip on his shoulder his entire career. But, Dante, the more impressive thing to me was, you know, they ran that basic pick and roll, and I looked up the numbers. Leonard has played in 88 playoff games. Marc Gasol has played in 60 playoff games. Combined, that's 148 playoff games between those two. And for those two to get mixed up on a defensive communication like that against DJ Augustine, and for him to have the wherewithal to hit that shot, that just spoke about his personality and everything this Magic team embodies.
Well, how about this? Not only that, the guys that have all that playoff experience that you mentioned, that's 100% right. Those are two former defensive players of the year.
Absolutely.
And Marc Gasol and Kawhi Leonard. They had a miscommunication at the most critical time of the game. And so that's unacceptable. That can't happen. Listen, there's a lot of questions up here. Most of the fan base and the media up here think, okay, well, Toronto hasn't been very good in game ones, so they'll bounce back. They got that out of the way. Now this series has got to go 5 games, maybe 6. There's nobody up here that still thinks Orlando has a chance. They think that whole thing was a fluke. They think that Toronto played about the worst game you could play. Kyle Lowry didn't score. Orlando had everything go right to be able to win by 3. As we know, in Central Florida, we had a very bad offensive game. Most of our main guys couldn't get anything going offensively. Now, that is true, they made timely shots, but, you know, Nick Vucevic was off, Terrence Ross couldn't get, you know, credit Toronto's defense. That's the 5th defensive rating team on the regular season, so they were pretty locked in, but they made mistakes at critical parts of the game. That's an NBA Finals MVP that wasn't able to communicate properly with Marc Gasol. So all those kinds of things I don't think will happen in game two. I think they'll be more locked in. I think they'll be more dialed in. I think they'll be more focused, more attention to detail, and I don't think you'll have those kind of miscommunications. So it's going to take Orlando's best shot to win game two. But now 3 out of 5 games against the Magic, Toronto has struggled to get to 100 points. And I think there's something to be said about that. I think Coach Clifford's game plan against this club works. The way that the Magic match up against Toronto works. And I think they have confidence in that going into game two.
I was going to say, Dante, it's funny you mentioned that. They held them to 101 points. It was the first time in their last 10 basketball games that they had been held to under 110 points. So it does speak to the defense that this Magic team plays. And, you know, Dante, the amazing thing to me was just how kind of befuddled the national media was about this Magic team. You know, this Magic team had one of the best runs to close out the season. What was it? They were 15-8 after the break. They were 22-9 to close out their last 31. And yet everybody, ESPN, Sportsline, everybody just did not seem to want to give this Magic team any kind of credit, which I think is amazing because this is a team that finished one in the top 10 in defensive rated and offensive rating, I think, after the break.
Yeah, there's a smattering of people you can barely find that acknowledge that, okay, they were 22-9 to finish the regular season and certainly acknowledge what they did to close that out. But for what you're saying is exactly right. And people are paying more attention to the off night that Kyle Lowry had and you know, that this is, okay, this is their first time they played together in the postseason. It's going to take a little bit to work out some of the kinks, but ultimately they'll be just fine, is the national percent. And you know what, Aaron, it's one game. And maybe they
Absolutely.
Will. Maybe they'll get back on track. Maybe this will refocus them and we'll see a completely different group here the next couple of days. But I'll tell you what, this made everyone aware that they're not going to be a pushover. And Orlando's here for a fight. And if they're not going to win this series, they're going to be about the hardest out that you could have. So I think all of us in Central Florida, we feel a little differently. And we feel this is a winnable series. We felt that going in, and we certainly feel that now, after having won game one. And I'll tell you what, coming back for games 3 and 4, that building is going to be insane. And I think the home crowd alone can get you a couple of wins in this series.
Dante, how much does the perception and kind of the confidence level change? And, you know, Cody and I were talking about this a little bit, but, you know, you lose game one and then you come back and win game two. You feel good because you kind of got it back to sea level and you got it back to 500. But now all of a sudden, the fact that you take game one, and even if you do drop game two, you feel so much better almost about yourself heading back to your building because there's just a perception about going into someone's house in game one and taking that.
Well, this group doesn't get rattled because they've won big road games all year. They had to win that game in Boston. They had to win it the way they wanted. You know, they never called off the dogs. They had to win a game in Charlotte against a team that had to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. So they're battle-tested on the road, and they're firm believers in momentum, and all of that translates here to the postseason. And yeah, there's a lot more attention to detail. There's a lot more. The fans are into it. They're living off of every play, every possession. It's certainly magnified. But at the end of the day, it's a basketball game. And once they kind of weathered those early jitters early on, then they got back to playing the game that they know and have had success with. Now, Toronto's going to make adjustments. I would think that, you know, they're not going to let DJ Augustin certainly beat him in game two. But what do? Do you throw more defense at DJ Augustin? Then you can't double Terrence Ross. Then you can't double Nick Vucevic in the post. You can't. So do other guys have an opportunity to get it going? I mean, I think if I'm Orlando, I shot 40% from the floor. Now, granted, I was red hot from beyond the arc, and I went 18 of 20 from the free throw line. But I shot 40% from the floor. Nick Vucevic, our all-star, was 3 of 14. Because they were not going to let Vooch and Terrence Ross beat him. That was the game plan going in. But they paid no attention to DJ Augustin, who absolutely tortured him. So they'll have to make an adjustment. I think they think their game plan was good enough to win, and they feel that Marc Gasol three rattles in, or if Kawhi's able to make a three, or even if DJ just misses, then they win game one. So they're not going to panic. They're not going to overreact. But I tell you what's getting a lot of scrutiny. You played Kawhi Leonard 33 minutes.
Yeah.
You rested him 22 games for load management. A quarter of the season you sacrificed for load management so he'd be ready for the postseason, and he played 33 minutes. I would be shocked if he plays any less than 40. I think they're going to ride him, and he showed for stretches he was completely unstoppable against the Magic in that game one. So that'll be a concern. He may have even another gear to get to. But listen, we all know we're going to get their best shot. But we also know they're not going to get rattled. And if they can keep a slow pace like they did in game one, protect the basketball, rebound, and defend like they did. And I would expect they'll shoot better than 40% in game two. Well, I like their chances again.
Absolutely. Dante, let's go ahead and break, but I want to talk to you about Kawhi Leonard when we come back and maybe some of the adjustments that this Raptors team might make. You just spoke about it, but I kind of want to go into it a little bit further on what the Magic can expect heading into game two. Hey, just a reminder, the new edition of the Atlanta Magic Pod Squad did drop. You heard Dante talk about it about 5 minutes ago. It features Evan Fournier. You can get that on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, as well as our TuneIn channel. All you have to do is search Atlanta Magic Pod Squad. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Rate, subscribe, and then share it with all your friends. It's a good episode. Evan Fournier talks about what he said to DJ Augustine after he hit that big shot. Might not be suitable for air, but it might be suitable for your ears. All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, rolls along. Magic with a 1-0 lead over the Toronto Raptors. Game 2 will take place tomorrow night, beginning at 8 o'clock. And with that note, we will have a 7 o'clock rendition of Magic Drive Time, which will then lead into Magic Tonight. So we'll have an hour of pregame coverage, essentially, leading up to that basketball game before the great Dennis Newman gets you that call going into that basketball game. Should be a fun one. You can listen all along on the Magic Radio Network. But it is an off day tonight for the Magic. You know, one of the funnest games that I like to play is, where in the world is Dante Marcatelli? And, you know, where Dante was on Saturday, I feel like it's the same place he might be tonight as his Boston Bruins get set to go opposite of those Toronto Maple Leafs. And, you know, Dante, a lot of people don't know this, but your wife is actually from Toronto. You guys having a little bit of a little rivalry going on right now?
We do have a little rivalry, but you know what? I've been fortunate that I've been, and you know, we've talked about it on the air. Between my Red Sox and my Patriots, I've seen a lot of championships. Thankfully, I've been very fortunate. We've joked about that. And she's been right there cheering the whole way. So tonight, I'm cheering for her Leafs.
Ah, okay.
Coming in here, okay. It's her first Leafs game. She's never been to a game. It's the playoffs. Again, it's against my Bruins. Don't get me wrong. I want the Bruins to win the series. But I want her to get the whole experience. I want her to come her first game, be able to get a win. She's been such a great sport to me. I know her parents are big Leafs fans, and they've been very supportive. So I'd love to see her her team grab a win while we're here. I think that'd be great.
I was going to say, being from there, I'm kind of surprised that she never went to a hockey game. That's kind of a surprise.
Well, you know what? She left when she was young, so she never had a chance to. And then, you know, they've gone a while now, so they've made it to the postseason. So this is a lot of fun. And don't forget, you were mentioning the rundown for Magic Drive Time. We're going to be on location on Thursday.
That is right.
Down at Wall Street Plaza. So we certainly encourage everyone to come on down there. We're going to be on location, and that'll be at 6 o'clock on Thursday down at Wall Street Plaza, which is the official site of every road game for the Magic during the playoffs. They're going to have all their watch parties. So we'll be on location. We'll have some stuff to give away, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Game 3 the following night. So you certainly want to come down, be a part of that, and if you can't make it, certainly call in. We'll have some fun as we preview Game 3, but we invite everyone to come down and join Aaron and I at Wall Street Plaza on Thursday at 6 o'clock.
I was going to say, that was a pretty good plug. It's like you've done this a time or two before. Yeah, that wasn't bad. Well, Dante, we do have a you know, we've been plugging the text line. We've been plugging the phone line all day long. Text line is 50857, and over the course of the break, Cody did get something. Cody, what'd you get?
Yeah, indeed. Austin is curious to get both of you guys' thoughts, but something that he says is he was so impressed by all of the different guys that stepped up. You know, Vooch didn't have a great night. He hit a big three. AG hit a big three. Just kind of, he wants to know, Dante, your thoughts on everyone stepping up down the stretch.
Well, I think that was a big theme. You had seven guys that scored in double figures. And on a night where Ross shot 2-for-11, Vooch 3-for-14, I think, what was Aaron, 3-for-10? You had other guys that that made big shots. Jonathan Isaac was 5-for-10, knocks down a huge three. Well, certainly the biggest three of his career to this point. DJ Augustine was just otherworldly with his 9-for-13 performance. So you had stretches where certain guys were neutralized, and some of your big dogs that helped get you here, they were able to neutralize them a little bit at times. And that's the beauty of the depth of this team. And I think, you know, I look at that and one that Kem Birch had.
Yeah.
That was a big play. There were momentum-shifting plays that guys made. And you know, I look no further than Michael Carter-Williams. I think the fire that he showed, getting blasted in the nose, we thought his nose was broken. The way it was bleeding like that, the way he was holding on to it. He was sitting on the bench in intense pain. He was shaking. And I thought they were going to have to reset it. I thought that's what he was kind of getting upset about. But turns out it just kind of got bloodied, and they were able to clean it up and get him back out there. But that just fired him up. Here's a guy that went through all that, and they all said when he came back to the bench, they thought his nose was broken. And we came back to the bench ready to get in there. And, man, we got to win this basketball game. So just overall, very impressive performance, the way they all came together. And now, the hardest game you've ever played takes place here in a couple of hours. So they'll be ready, and I think we're going to see a terrific performance. Now they know what to expect a little bit, and we'll see how they come out and start this game, too, here tomorrow.
I was going to say, Dante, I was excited for it, but I've hated this kind of two-day lull in between. I want to play basketball tonight. I really don't want the extra day off. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Hey, Dante, have fun tonight. Make sure you guys get a Leafs win. Oh, Dante's already gone. Already passed. All right, well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We are back tomorrow. Remember, it's a 7 o'clock start for our show. We'll be followed by Magic tonight at 7:32. And then, of course, it is the Magic and the Raptors live from Toronto, Game 2 of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, before they come back on Friday for Game 3. It should be fun, guys. Let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun here in the City Beautiful. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People are fast.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.